don't break bad news by yourself. Because you never know when someone is going to go bad crazy all over your ass. It's Breaking Bad News.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams Breaking Bad News. It is a true struggle that people have to stand in front of your face and give it to you.
Yeah, it's never easy. And again, we always say, that's why you just need someone to help you out. So if you do, call us.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that's why we're here. Mm-hmm. And this morning we have Steven on the phone. Good morning, Steven. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
So listen, you're calling in because you have to break some bad news to someone. And who would that be?
Her name's Madeline.
Okay. What's going on with Madeline?
Yeah.
Well, you know, we've been dating for about 6 months, and she's been kind of wanting to come over to my place and stay because we'd always been staying in her place. But I don't let her do that. Like, we don't hang out at my place, and there's a reason for that. And I'm calling to let Madeline know, like, the reason why I haven't invited her over in the past 6 months we've been dating I still live with my mother, and I live at home, and I enjoy living at home, and I think, you know, me and my mom have a great relationship, and I don't plan on moving out anytime soon, so I just wanted to let her know the reason why I haven't, you know.
So can I ask how old you are?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm 34.
Oh.
I see.
I'm sorry. But not to be rude or anything, but honestly, if I was dating someone and I hadn't been to their house, like, it's a red flag.
That's right. She wants to see, what his lifestyle is like.
And then also, you living with your mom, I mean...
He likes his mom!
No, and that's great. Yeah. He's going to treat her well, but not in your 30s. Unless, you know, it's temporary.
Do you stay with your mom for financial reasons?
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, it's hard on you? Because that does happen. Or you just literally enjoy having conjoining rooms with your mom.
Right.
And,
I make plenty of money. I choose to live with my mother because I love her, and I think that, you know, I mean, in other cultures, it's very normal.
Yeah, for sure, that's true.
For children to be living with and taking care, and thank God my mom is still healthy right now, so I don't have to take care of her in that capacity. But anything were to ever happen to her, I would feel responsible and want to be there anyways. And I figure, you know, there's nothing. I can still live my life. She, you know, she knows I'm an adult. I'm a grown up. So I make my own choices. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, we have our own separate sections of the fridge where, you know, like her, you know, I mean, we definitely, there's stuff we share, like eggs and stuff, but I definitely
did you say?
Well, yeah, like you're getting a dozen eggs. It's not like my eggs. It's like there are eggs, you know.
Tracy, stop it. Stop. Sorry, Tracy's just having a little bit of a breakdown here.
Sorry.
All right, so let's be honest. Okay, so when you finally find this woman and you want to get married, I mean, will you eventually move out and get your own eggs and share them with? Stop. She can't control herself. And share them with your wife, or would you continue to stay at your house?
I mean, I guess I would discuss that with whoever that was, but I would also want to discuss it with my mother.
All right, I got it. All right, you know what? Let's not wait any longer. We will play a song, and then when we get back, we will help you to break the bad news, which you don't actually think is bad news, but for some, it might take it hard. I'm sure you've had past experiences. That's why you're kind of timid to do this.
Right.
Some women would walk.
Right.
And you know what? If she can't accept you for who you are and what your life is like, then she's not the right one for you. And we will find that out. Coming up next with Breaking Bad News between Steven and Madeline next on 93.1 Jams.
Let us help you break bad news. Because let's face it, you never know when another person is going to go bat cray all over your ass. We'll take care of you. It's Breaking Bad News.
It's Chris of the Morning Rush on 93.1 at Jams, back at it with Breaking Bad News with our friend Steven.
Yes.
Now, here's the deal. Mm-hmm. Steven has been dating his girl for 6 months.
Yeah.
She's been wanting to see his house, obviously. His condo, his right. apartment. Where do you live?
Right.
He has not invited her, and she's getting annoyed by it.
Right, of course.
And the reason why is because, listen, he loves his mom.
He does.
He lives at home. He shares the fridge.
Mm-hmm.
They divvy up the eggs even.
Yeah.
And that's how he rolls.
Yeah, that's how he rolls.
And now it's time to tell her.
Yep. Because clearly it's a red flag if I'm dating someone and I haven't been to their house.
Right. You want to know.
I want to know what's up.
I bet Easter's super fun at your house.
I bet all holidays are fun at your house.
Well, no, because you know how you get to hard boil eggs and dye them and have fun?
Right. Yeah. They've got the egg thing figured out. So.
Yeah. So this is what we're going to do, Steven. We're going to mute our line.
Yeah.
You'll be able to hear us, but Madeline will not. And then we'll just eventually chime in to try to help you however this call goes, okay? We've got your back.
No, we do.
All right, honey. Good luck to you.
Good luck.
Hello.
Hi, Madeline.
Oh, hi, Madeline.
Cute. Hey, babe, what's up?
Well, I wanted to call. I wanted to call and tell you the reason why I haven't, why I haven't invited you over to come like stay with me, for this whole time that we've been dating.
Mm-hmm. It's good.
Well, I'm glad because. I've definitely been wondering, but you sound kind of weird.
So here's the deal. I live with my mom and, that's the main reason because I live with my mom and I didn't want to push you away or scare you with that information. And so, That's why you haven't, seen my place. It's not for any other reason other than that. And,
That's it. That's it. Yeah. It's pretty.
You live with your mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, she sounds too happy about that right now.
No.
You know what? Let's break in.
Yeah, let's break in.
Hey. Hi. Is this Madeline?
Hey, Madeline.
Hello.
Hi. Madeline. This is Krista and Tracy. We are friends of Steven's.
Yeah.
We actually, too, happen to work on a radio station called Krista in the Morning Rush. You might have heard of us or
maybe.
Not. Anyway, he just is wanting to come out and let you know that it is very true. The reason why you have not seen his house because he does live with his mom.
Yep.
And here's the thing, girl. It is a phenomenal quality in a man when he loves his mom.
Yep.
It says a lot about how he is as a man and how he will be as a husband.
Yep. How he's
going to
treat
you. And so that is why he is telling you today. What do you think about that?
Yeah, what do you think?
I feel a little put on the spot.
No, you don't feel that way.
I definitely have a few questions.
Sure you do. Of course.
But... I don't. The only thing that's really weird to me is just how weird you're acting about it. So, is there something more than that, or?
Oh.
No, I'm not. No, I just been nervous to tell you about that. It's just information that I've been holding on to, and it's how I think it's how deceptions sort of reveal themselves. Like I wasn't keeping the information from you because I didn't think you could take it, but there's such a negative stigma on, men living at home or living with mothers.
Let me ask you something. Is it just you or is your brother there too?
Oh, he has a brother.
Oh.
Yeah. Is this a family thing?
Yeah. Is this?
No. I'm the only one. I mean, he comes over on the weekends and we all, we will do brunch and stuff, but
that's
he has his own place. I just choose to live with my mother. Like I was, I was the middle child, so I kind of, took the, growing up, I kind of was given some responsibilities that, even my, so my mother, I'm not saying I'm my mother's favorite, but I definitely,
But you don't really talk about your mom a whole lot. I mean, is she sick or?
No, she's not. She's not sick.
She knows.
Yeah, I'm just living with her and I don't,
she definitely knows about you, and I talk all the time.
I mean, it's been 6 months. It's So here's the thing. I mean, Madeline, in all honesty, girl, I mean, I'm really happy that finally he came, you know, to let you in on this. Mm-hmm. I guess the big question is, are you okay with this? And if you are, then I think it's time that Stephen and his mom have you over for dinner.
Yeah, I'm still, you know, I guess it's not so much that you live with your mom, but just that you waited so long to tell me.
He's had past, you know? I think it's because he's had, like, past, you know, his past experiences. You know, we all of us get very nervous if we've been, like, hurt in the past by admitting things. Yep. I mean, we all have our things. So I think that's just
it. And there is a negative stigma, though,
there
if a guy still lives at home at a certain age. It's true. Yeah. And it's not fair.
Well,
because
it's a little weird. You know, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. Right.
It is a little weird because I would feel super weird going over to your house to spend the night with you, knowing that your mom was in the same house and we were like getting busy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like but hey, at least you're getting busy.
Yeah. I mean, I still haven't, you know, I would love for you to come over and meet my mom, but I don't, you know, like, I don't know if she'd be comfortable having you stay there.
Let's just do it.
Right.
Let's
away.
Just, have a,
just have a meeting, you know?
Yeah.
So can we, so I think we're all good. Like, honestly, we just wanted to make sure that that's cool. It seems like you're open to it. So, I mean, maybe you guys can just all meet for lunch or something like that and just you know,
finally,
keep it casual.
Finally rip the Band-Aid off and just go on over to the house. Yeah.
Yeah. Sound good?
Yeah, I definitely like
Thank goodness.
Good.
Well, I'm happy that you guys were able to, you know, mend this and actually have this open conversation. So, Stephen, I appreciate you calling us to, you know, put it out there for
Thank
everyone.
You.
You're not the only one,
You're
you know,
not.
In this situation. So you just helped out a lot of people.
I think so, too.
Yep.
All right. Well, good luck to you guys.
Good luck.
Thanks.
All right. And say hi to Mom.
Yeah. Say hello to Mama.
Okay.
Krista and the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.